Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It's Tuesday, January 7th, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, banksters are buying their way out of facing the very same legal system we are beholden to. Experts try to silence legitimate radiation concerns with conjecture. And Leanne sits down with a doctor who believes there are nefarious motives for silencing those concerns. All this and more on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Well, the deadline to sign up for Obamacare has passed, and it looks like I'm not the only one who has opted out. NewsHound Matt Drudge has said that he would rather pay the tax than get government-mandated health insurance. Now, the Drudge Report is the biggest news aggregator on the Internet, and the creator of it shot out a tweet today declaring that he has opted out of Obamacare for life, saying it's monopoly money anyway. Now, his is an opinion that is shared by many Americans, like cancer survivor Bill Elliott. He appeared on national news to tell his story, and his was one where he is a cancer survivor, and he went on national news to say how he had lost his existing health insurance thanks to the Affordable Care Act, and then he was unable to afford the premiums under Obamacare. But rather than saddle his family with the debt of his new health insurance coverage, he decided to just let life take its course. And, of course, that is a heart-wrenching story that he told, and he also criticized Obama on national television. And now we find that Mr. Elliott is being audited by the IRS all the way back to 2009. And even a health insurance broker who had offered to help Elliott keep his insurance is also being audited by the IRS all the way back to 2003. So even harsher punishments there for that health insurance broker who dare help a person who has lost their insurance that they faithfully paid while they're paying for their cancer treatments. It's sick. So is this what the rest of us can expect if we decide not to sign up for Obamacare, or if we fail to make our premiums payments because we're saddled with all this existing debt in our life? We're just going to be audited by the government goons who clearly are now being armed. They were shooting at targets that looked like pregnant women and children. So is this what we have to expect? The government goons are going to be knocking down our door to force us to pay for this Ponzi scheme, Obamacare. But you know what? Go ahead. The harder you push, I kind of foresee a tax revolution in our future. But that's just what this is. It's a Ponzi scheme. Obamacare is just one more puzzle piece in this giant global Ponzi scheme that the banksters are setting up. And the big banks own these D.C. politicians. They're not going to hold them accountable. It's an open-door policy into our national treasury via the Federal Reserve. J.P. Morgan has just agreed to pay the government $2 billion to avoid investigation and prosecution for its involvement in the Madoff scheme. Now, the failure to go after these Wall Street executives for the criminal fraud, this is the core cause of our sick economy. These banksters launder money to terrorists and drug cartels. They manipulate the gold prices. They commit massive mortgage loan and foreclosure fraud and violently crack down on peaceful protesters. It just goes on and on. And like I said, these big banks, they own the D.C. politicians, so they're not going to change anything. They're not going to do anything to hold these banks accountable until the American people stand up and demand some change. But it's not just here in America. Big banks are manipulating every market to the tune of trillions of dollars. Now, the Royal Bank of Scotland Group was ordered to pay $600 million for manipulating interest rates. Now, they were one of six companies that were fined a record $2.3 billion by the European Union last month for rigging interest rates linked to LIBOR. Now, just to put it in perspective, LIBOR was the largest insider trading scandal ever and the largest financial scam in world history. So these banksters are all over the place, causing this mayhem, robbing people everywhere and getting away with it. Because frankly, $600 million or $2 billion, which J.P. Morgan has offered to pay off our corrupt government officials in order to avoid investigation and prosecution, is just spare change to these banks. They make way more than that in profit daily. And we are the ones that are getting screwed because we're the ones that are left with a bill. And I'm sick of it. And that is why we have got to fight back. We've got to exercise our rights. And one place where we really are winning is when it comes to exercising our Second Amendment right and the issue with gun control. Now, this time last year, Obama promised radical gun change. He said radical gun control would be at the top of his agenda. But he wasn't successful in getting any gun bans passed or any government regulations passed on a federal level. But what he did succeed at is making the American people buy guns on an unprecedented scale. He convinced millions of Americans to buy guns, more firearms than any time in history, in fact. The FBI reported that it performed 21 million background checks for 2013, which is 8% higher than in 2012. And background checks in general have gone up 66% since Obama came to the White House. What's going on with Americans? What, do you not trust your government? What was it, the NDAA or the 2 billion rounds of bullets being bought up by the Department of Homeland Security, or the fact that we were sending guns over the border fast and furious, or perhaps the armed government IRS agents who are going to be auditing you into compliance? I'm sure there's nothing to worry about. Just like the government says, there's nothing to worry about with all of this fallout from Fukushima. Just smile. Now, coming up, I am going to have an interview with a man that says, you know what, there's probably a little bit more going on with this government cover-up.
Symbols are powerful, and the globalists have hijacked the symbols of America. They've turned them into their own symbols. Well, we are restoring the idea of the true republic, not the counterfeit globalist empire, by promoting the icon George Washington and others. That's why we're rolling out an 100% made in America line of incredible pro-liberty apparel. We are repopularizing liberty. We are helping fellow Americans rediscover what made this country great. We are the spirit of 1776. We are 1776 worldwide. We are all brothers and sisters in arms in the animating contest of liberty in the long march towards humanity's ultimate destiny of freedom. Visit madein1776.com today and vote with your dollars to promote truly made in America, high quality products, and promote the ideals of liberty.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back. Well, I grew up watching The Simpsons, so that's about all I understand about nuclear radiation. Homer eats a donut and while simultaneously setting off a nuclear meltdown, which of course spawned a bunch of three-eyed fish in the lake. But what was once just science fiction is now science reality. Scientists have discovered what appears to be the first ever documented case of conjoined gray whale calves off the coast of northern Mexico on Sunday. Now, the calves, which didn't survive, they measured in at just under 7 feet long, which was much smaller than the average newborn length of 12 to 16 feet. And since they were shockingly underdeveloped, scientists believe that they were the result of a miscarriage and that perhaps their mother has also died from this birth. Now, while the verdict is still out on this once-in-a-lifetime whale discovery, it's only served to pique the public's interest over this ongoing Fukushima disaster. But while the government is telling you and I that there's nothing to be worried about, the Department of Health and Human Services has bought up 14 million doses of potassium iodide for themselves. And so why don't scientists just go out and take Geiger counter readings of their own? Why aren't the mainstream media doing this? Why aren't the government doing that? It's only concerned citizens who are going out and taking these readings. And rather than take readings of their own, scientists are just trying to debunk these videos that are being produced. A Berkeley nuclear engineering professor dismissed that viral video that we showed you yesterday, which appeared to show, you know, unusually high radiation readings on a beach in San Francisco. He asserted that it has no link to the ongoing Fukushima crisis, but how would he know? Now, health officials investigated and even confirmed the spike, but said they were befuddled as to its cause, suggesting that red-painted disposable eating utensils may have been responsible. Now, how specific is that? The government is saying that it's these red utensils that you use at your child's birthday party that are causing these spikes in radiation. But rather than rip those from the shelves, they're just going to tell you, oh, don't throw them in the water because they're causing spikes in radiation. I mean, that is ridiculous. So why is the government going this far, this specific, to cover up the fact that we are seeing spikes in radiation and strange anomalies all along the western coast? What are they covering up? And the fact that they are going to such lengths to silence us and to stop us from asking any questions only causes me to fear that it's probably something a lot bigger than just a West Coast concern. Now, coming up, I'm going to interview Dr. Richard Davis, who shares my concerns, and he also has a little bit more speculation on this government cover-up surrounding Fukushima.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. And the InfoWars Army is standing strong. Wake up your family, friends, and neighbors and break the matrix at InfoWarsStore.com. Learn the truth and spread the message of liberty with the world's most comprehensive collection of books and documentary films. Maintain a healthy metabolism and energize your body to perform at peak health with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Protect your family and be prepared with survival foods and emergency preparedness kits. And now you can drink safe water with your own ProPure water filtration system, which removes fluoride and other harmful chemicals from your family's water supply. Save 10% with the promo code WATER. So join the revolution. InfoWarsStore.com.
We've been seeing an unprecedented number of sea life die off, as well as strange anomalies in the Pacific Ocean. Citizen journalists have gone out on their own and recorded spikes in the radiation along the beaches on the West Coast. Yet scientists, the mainstream media, and government officials, they just push aside our questioning and they tell us to second-guess our intuition when it comes to fears of this radiation that seems to have already hit the West Coast without ever offering us any evidence of their own. They haven't done anything. They haven't done any testing of the radiation on their own to back up these claims. My guest tonight, Dr. Richard Davis, seems to think that there could be something a little more sinister behind the push to silence all of our questioning.
Well, thank you for joining us, Dr. Davis.
Thank you for having me.
So you've got quite an extensive background. It really allows you to think outside of the box when it comes to all of the issues surrounding what we're dealing with Fukushima. Can you kind of just give us a little rundown?
Sure. I began my career in aerospace engineering, wanted to be an astronaut. And so that was my first foray and from an academic perspective. When they killed manned space, I switched my career plans to medicine. Got a degree in synthetic bioorganic chemistry, graduated magna cum laude, and went on to medical school, where I graduated with honors, and then went into the Navy. My career in the Navy was interesting because I was both dual designated as a flight surgeon and a hyperbaric officer. I was actually the backup flight surgeon for the Blue Angels, as well as working with SEAL teams in Coronado and in Panama City and other places in some of the deep dive situations that they're involved in. So it gave me an interesting perspective. I ran level one trauma centers for about 10 years. But while in the Navy, I received special education and courses in nuclear, chemical, and biological warfare, because obviously I would be potentially sent to nuclear carriers, potentially submarines, in terms of what my potential role might be. So I had an opportunity to learn a significant amount from a military perspective about these kinds of conditions, the health effects, and the things to look for with radiation poisoning and being able to do detection and other types of systems that the Navy had in place. So although I would not consider myself an expert, I certainly have some extensive training that maybe the average person hasn't had a chance to have in their lives.
Well, with that in mind, what is your take on the 70 Navy sailors that are now suing TEPCO? They are experiencing the effects of radiation after working at Fukushima for just 4 days.
Well, it's not surprising. I mean, you can imagine that immediately after the catastrophe, you would have the highest levels of radiation locally. They'd not have a chance to disperse into the groundwater. There was no cooling going on, and the facility would be at its very hottest at that point. I'm surprised that there was only 70 sailors involved. My guess is that many, many more of the people that were involved in the cleanup, the TEPCO people, as well as some of the other first responder personnel, have probably either died or started to having severe symptoms of radiation sickness, potentially cancer and other kinds of things. So, again, it doesn't surprise me. It also doesn't surprise me anymore that the sailors were not notified of the danger and that this happened because when I was in the Navy, I don't think that something like this would have happened, but that was a while back. Mm-hmm. And I think that today's military is much more compartmentalized. They're dealing with situations that are new to a military environment from a political standpoint. And I think that all of us need to be thankful that we have brave men and women who are out there on the front lines, you know, doing the things that they do. I think that it is our leadership that we really need to question in terms of sending these brave people, these heroes, into harm's way like this without a clear definitive role, without clear purpose, and certainly without protection in this kind of a situation. And that would apply to depleted uranium on the battlefield and all other kinds of radioactive phenomena that are going on around the world where we potentially put ourselves in harm's way.
Well, exactly. There's not a lot of accountability, and we have so many questions that we want answers to, and there is sort of a cover-up, I mean, including the massive die-offs that we're seeing in sea life. What's your take on that? Can you speculate, are those things that would be a symptomatic of radiation?
Well, certainly. Radiation can have many different kinds of effects in our biological systems. I mean, people tend to think of hair loss and certain kinds of bone cancers. But, you know, it affects every organ system of our body, particularly our germ systems, whether it's the ovaries or the sperm. I mean, these are very, very metabolically active organs in our body. And radiation can have pronounced effects there. So having birth defects and other kinds of issues, the inability to produce the opportunity for early death, all these things would be considerably, and I would consider them to be common events after a very high-level radiation leak of this kind. And remember, there were multiple reactors that occurred that blew up at Fukushima. They all had different kinds of isotopes that were involved. The MOX-3, obviously with plutonium, which is a deadly, deadly material. So we have a mixture of toxins and poisons that are being emitted into the atmosphere, under the ground, seeping into the groundwater, and now being flushed out into the Pacific Ocean with the cooling that's going on there in an unrestricted, unrestrained way. And it doesn't surprise me that you're seeing this plume now finally washing up on the shores of the western part of the United States, Canada, and eventually this will become a global phenomenon as these seawaters mix and cross the equator and move into the southern hemisphere, although that will take some time. But nonetheless, our planet is integrated, and these cycles and these circulations that occur with the various deep and surface water currents, they're confluent. We have what's called an escalator that goes around the planet. And eventually, Fukushima will become a planetary problem, not just a Pacific problem.
Wow. You think it's going to have that big of an effect, a global effect on the worldwide? Do you think that that's why there's basically this cover-up that from the government and the mainstream media? Do you think it's that they don't want to start a global panic or something even more nefarious?
I think that, again, if you look at the totality of the disaster at Fukushima, some evidence is beginning to emerge now, which is very frightening. And I'm haven't made a conclusion about it, but there is evidence to suspect that Fukushima may not have been an entirely natural phenomenon, that there may have been a man-made component, either with the tsunami creation, that fingerprint of the seismic activity appears to be suspicious, and people are looking at that now, of what actually occurred within the plants. That appears to be suspicious. So it would not be unreasonable if this were a 9/11 false flag type of event, that there would be a substantial cover-up that might occur after this. I'm not suggesting that that's what happened. I'm just saying that there are questions that are being raised today and no answers coming forth. Just like now, I mean, on Alex's show, he has talked about why don't they simply go out and get a footprint and a fingerprint of this material, look at these isotopes, and determine whether this is just a spike in background radiation and there really isn't anything to be concerned about, or whether this is in fact a bioaccumulation event that is occurring directly from the leakage from Fukushima as this disaster continues to unfold, because it hasn't stopped. It has continued. I mean, these meltdowns that occurred are ongoing, and it is significantly bigger than Chernobyl. And I think that may be the reason for the lack of government response, for the lack of our questions being answered. It's certainly something that fits the facts. I don't want to be labeled a conspiracy theorist. I'm just looking at it from a scientific standpoint. I don't know why some very basic, simple, fundamental questions haven't been answered right now, or at least the government saying we're looking into it, as opposed to just either silence or blowing it off entirely. That really bothers me.
Right, or the Japanese government telling their people to just smile and they'll be safe from radiation if they just put on a happy face. And what's your take on the fact that that there's such an argument going on between the different measurements and if the Geiger counter is reading this, but it's not being measured in that? Why do you think that they're trying to kind of throw off and say you can't base the level of radiation on the Geiger counter?
Well, I think that to some degree that a single measurement is always dangerous. I think that what you want to have is the full spectrum analysis from a number of different very sensitive instruments. And these instruments are not complex. They're readily available. And the government recording stations, they have these available. They're in full operation, or they could be. And so you can have a different way of measuring different radioactive isotopes using different kinds of equipment. So it's not a single measurement that's important. It's watching the change in the measured radiation that you see, whether it's measured in, you know, becquerels or millicuries or rads or whatever the scalar determination is, whatever that scale is. It doesn't really matter. It's about looking at the various isotopes and seeing whether there is an increase in accumulation, what the trend is, and being able to begin to predict with some accuracy what kind of biological effects we might see and whether there is, in fact, a reason for concern. And the fact that these measurements are not forthcoming, that they have not been made by the people who are responsible for making them, that's the thing that is most concerning. And that smells, if not yet, I wouldn't say at this time because it's so early, but it smells of the beginning of a cover-up. These are things that should be done immediately. They should have been tracking these measurements all across the Pacific, doing it on a regular basis to make these determinations and to track this material. It's not hard. It's not that expensive. We have the capability. It's something that's done, in nuclear plants every day. Why don't we do that? That's my question to the government. Why aren't we doing that and that information being released to the public? Because we're the ones who are at exposed. We're the ones in danger, potentially. We're the ones who have the right to know. Not knowing will cause more of a panic than knowing.
That's so well said. And absolutely, why aren't we being given these very simple answers? We've sent a crew out to the coast to take our own measurements, to document our own reading up the coastline so that we can at least have that documented. So coming from a biopharmaceutical background, is there anything that we can be doing, anything that we should be doing to take precautions for ourselves?
Well, I think that you can take a number of precautions. Our daughter actually lives in Sacramento. I have been keeping her aware of this for some time now, and I've recommended that she consider moving. I've recommended to her that she do at least the basic things of staying away from the coast for any extended periods of time, not being caught in rain, because obviously the wind and rain picks up this material, especially the particulates, and makes it potentially more dangerous, to not eat Pacific fish, as well as to take iodine. And just a plug for your show, I take Alex's nascent iodine, our family does, and I've encouraged her. She's an adult, but I've encouraged her to do that as well. So all of these things are small things that people can do to minimize their potential risk of exposure. And I want to say this, I'm not being an alarmist. We don't know yet. And my question is, why don't we know yet? That just seems to be the most simple question to ask at this point.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Davis, what do you think, just in closing, what do you think that we should be paying attention to here at InfoWars? What do you think that we need to stay on top of?
Well, fortunately, there are a number of networks that have been set up by people who are concerned along the entire Pacific coast of Canada and the United States, and they are taking measurements and they're sharing that information with one another. And it might be that one of your reporters could centralize that information and just keep a track on it and plot the various readings that are done using whatever systems are being employed. It's important to make sure that the same type of sensor is being compared against itself. You don't want to compare one sensor to another. But if you had three or four different kinds of sensors located at different spots and you took those measurements on a serial basis, contacted those people, made sure that they were doing it in a scientific sampling so that you can develop some statistics, we don't need the government to do this for us. We have the ability with even simple equipment to determine trends. It may not be as accurate as the more sophisticated equipment, but if it's going up, which if it's from Fukushima, it will. This material doesn't degrade quickly. It's not like radon or other things with quick half-lives. These things have very long, long half-lives. And so this material will bioaccumulate. It'll come in, it'll wash up on the beaches, it'll get in the soils, eventually it'll get in the water and the food, everything that happens along the west coast of the United States. If this is serious, if this is real, and my suggestion is if the government is not going to do it, then it's up to us, the people, to do it. And I think that that's probably the best way that we should approach this, is find a few people that know how to gather samples. We'll do it on a regular basis, maybe weekly or whatever, and provide that information to you guys, and you can consolidate that. It's a simple math. Just plot it out and see what's happening. And it would at least give you some sense as to whether this is real or not. And if it looks like if it's becoming real, then people should really start to lean on their, lords and masters to release the information and let us know for sure one way or the other and confirm what's being determined from non-official sources.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much. You've definitely given us a lot of really good information here today, and we'd love to have you back on the show. Have a great day.
Well, Dr. Davis certainly has some very interesting and valid points of view, and I certainly appreciate that while he speculates that this is more of a global issue, there is something that we can do to help counteract these effects, these negative effects of all this radiation from Fukushima. And we do offer a lot of those solutions at our InfoWars store, and you're always going to find more stories on Fukushima and others like this that we did with Dr. Davis at Prison Planet TV. You'll have The Alex Jones Show, The Nightly News, all of our special reports, as well as the movies and the rants. This goes back to about an 18-year catalog of content. You can get 5 months free when you sign up today. Thank you so much for supporting this transmission, and we will see you here again tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Central. Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at InfoWars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at InfoWars.com/show.